The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So hello and welcome to the beginning of this week and this week's series, meditation and Dharma talk. And I remember last Monday coming here after the retreat and not quite finding my words or kind of feeling quiet inside. So to start this meditation, I'd like to ask you maybe a little unusual question for setting the stage for meditation. And that is, for you, for each of you individually, what comes to mind as you hear this question? There's many possible answers, but what gets evoked in you as a response to this question? Or what does this question point to in you? So for you, what is the opposite of hostility? Within you, your body, your heart, your mind, your emotions, what do you see at this moment as the opposite of hostility? It could be love, it could be generosity, it could be peace, peacefulness, it could be kindness, friendliness, it could be care, caring, compassion. It could be a calm, a stillness, it could be confidence, stability. There's a wide range of things that it might be. And if you close your eyes, and if something came up as the opposite, either something specific or just a vague sense, is there any place in your body that opposite lives? Any place in your body that you associate with that opposite. Could be anywhere at all. And if there is such an association, such a place, or you can maybe just choose a place to hold the opposite, take a few long, slow breaths, breathing through that place. Almost like it's a balloon that you're blowing up on the inhale and letting it peacefully relax on the exhale. Or like a gentle wind that blows over the surface of it, refreshing it. Taking deep breaths, and as you exhale, relax your body. And as you relax, relax into that place, like you're settling into it. letting your breathing return to normal. And continue relaxing your body. But maybe it's possible to relax into this opposite of hostility, to this place where that lives for you, even if it's not present now. If there's a particular state that is for you that is the opposite of hostility, very quietly in your mind, for maybe 3 or 4 times, gently, slowly, repeat the word for this state. Drop the word into your body and let it spread outward like the ripples in a pond. And then to let your thinking mind become a bit quieter, as if you're approaching this place of the opposite of hostility. You're approaching it with respect and care, attentiveness to feel and sense, and make room for it. And then to continue now with a quiet meditation, perhaps breathing with this opposite, or letting your mindfulness, your awareness somehow be informed by this quality. Letting the opposite of hostility be what nourishes your practice during this meditation. begin to bring this meditation to an end, to consider the opposite of hostility, and to offer that sentiment out into the world, to consider how you could meet other people today with this opposite. Consider how they could be the attitude which you think about people, consider people, especially if you end up feeling hostile. Remember this opposite. And perhaps you can live the day with part of you oriented towards benefiting this world, leaving the world a little better place by the end of the day by the friendliness, the kindness, the smiles, the generosity that you offer. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings be free.